Woo!
Hey guys, I'm Randy Rainbow, and you're listening to The Dana Cortez Show. Podcast. Love it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Last Friday, when we opened the show here on The Dana Cortez Show, my husband, DJ Automatic, said this. And this man is like, we need to put our tree up.
I want to look forward to something. We got Christmas, and it's not going to be like a big family Christmas because, you know, we got to do social distance and everything, but it's giving me something to look forward to, and so I'm really looking forward to Christmas.
Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. This is normally where we discuss the trending topics, what's happening, you know. Well, that's what's trending, holidays. Oh. People want to jump right into Christmas because 2020 has kind of sucked. Let's put it that way. It's been a bad year.
To say the least.
But yes. Like putting Christmas lights up and things like that does give you that nice kind of warm, cozy feeling.
It does, and we can debate that another day.
And it also drives up your electric bill.
It does, but what I want to talk about now is what are a couple of the best things about the holidays that you are looking forward to the most? Because I'm very happy that my husband has changed his tune and he's ready to just embrace Christmas early.
I would say I'm a Capricorn baby, so my birthday is on Christmas, so that's kind of cool.
Oh yeah, for everybody who doesn't know, Anthony A. shares his birthday with Jesus.
Whoop whoop. And today is the day that Home Alone was released in 1999, so...
That's right, Home Alone.
I made my family disappear.
I love that movie.
So I love Christmas movies, but my favorite thing about the holidays are the great holiday drinks.
Oh.
Drinks? Like alcoholic beverages?
Hell yeah,
you
dog.
Like schnapps?
Yes, the automatic, my man. Sometimes I put a little schnapps in my hot cocoa.
Sit back and watch Home Alone?
Yes.
And then makes it even better.
And then she tries my candy cane.
Do you know what I'm looking forward to? Not that.
Well, I would hope you would look forward to that.
Because
okay.
I was about to say food, and that's why I had to say not that before I said food. Because I'm looking forward to holiday
Anthony
food.
A's candy cane.
No, I don't want that.
Okay, well, I want your candy
not even it. Thank you. But I'm looking forward to food, and candy canes are part of it, not yours. But also, like, all the sweets that come along with it. And then, of course, you know, the turkey, the ham. I even like lamb.
Ooh.
Like, prepared correctly, ham is delicious. Not with the little mint jelly, though. Who came up with mint jelly?
I don't like mine. That doesn't taste right to me. But I do like to cook for you. And I remember that one year that I made that homemade hot fudge. That was gone in like 30 minutes. Should I do that again this year for Christmas for you?
Oh, I can feel my fatness.
Stuffing, gravy. Oh, it just sounds so good.
And tasty. What's the best holiday food? Leftovers.
Oh, my God. The turkey sandwich the next day?
There's only three of us in our house, so we'll have turkey for like 3 weeks.
Oh, we buy a big fat turkey. There's just a few of us. All right, so when we come back, I'm going to share with you what my favorite thing is about the holidays. Let's embrace this time of year early. So tap in on those phone lines and tell us what you love about this time of year. 833 Dana Show. You are going to love what I love about the holidays. I'll tell you what it is next. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I was researching and trying to check out what was trending, and it's all about the holidays. People want their Christmas early. The Dana Cortez Show is on. Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. Anthony A. out the gate. You said you love to partake in adult beverages this time of year.
Yeah, I like some nice adult beverages that make me feel warm and cozy, like your whiskeys, some peppermint schnapps and hot cocoa.
And then, of course, you go put on a Netflix, a little Home Alone, Prime Video.
The greatest Christmas movie of all time at Anthony A. 400
we
on that.
We're debating this one.
Yeah,
next
that's
week.
Debatable.
Shout we'll out to the Sticky Bandits.
Week. And then, DJ Automatic, I know you, of course, you're my husband. Food.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to all that scrumptious food.
Not just sweets, though. You mentioned ham, you mentioned turkey and stuffing, and of course, the mashed potatoes, the number one side dish in the country.
I love my potatoes.
Just get all fat and fancy.
So the thing that I love most about this holiday season is the Christmas carols.
Are you going to go Christmas caroling this year?
Talking about just Christmas music in general, just hearing it. One of my favorites, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Remember this one?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, well, you would even say it glowed.
Come on.
I love that song.
Everybody remembers that song. And speaking of Christmas movies, that's why I want to debate you. Remember the claymation Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer movie? Come on.
Oh, that is amazing. Piece of work right there. I'm going to have to say that's probably better than Home Alone.
Hey, let's not have this debate right now. We're trying to get cozy and warm here. feel good for the holidays. And just to let you know, my number one Christmas song has inspired me. I'm going to cover this.
Oh, no.
Did
oh,
you
no.
just say cover it?
Oh, no.
Yes. Hold on. Next Monday, we will debut my cover of the Nat King Cole classic, the greatest Christmas song of all time, The Christmas Song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Oh, I can't wait to cover this and play this for the world this coming Monday. Doesn't that make you feel amazing and beautiful and happy and
hopeful?
I mean,
the OG does, but I have a feeling you're going to massacre it.
I
mean, Dana, come on. That's a classic right there. That man's voice is like, it's beautiful. I can't say the same about yours.
I'm going to get some of those holiday drinks I was talking about.
I'm covering the song. You know I have stepped it up with my vocal lessons, and I'm ready and prepared to cover Nat King Cole, The Christmas Song. It will make its world debut right here 1 week from today. And we should throw it up on iTunes, Spotify. Let's do it.
Nobody's going to take that, Dana.
Shoot,
come on.
I'm going to knock Mariah Carey out that number one slot, let me tell you, okay? Christmas. Let's bring it in early. And my debut will be here on Monday. We love you. Thank you for listening. Back with more of the Dana Cortez Show coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I've had so many people tell me that I'm missing out when it comes to a Costco membership. I've never had one. They say, Dana, go for the $99 annually one. It'll pay itself off. And now that I know that for a very reasonable $17,500, I can hop on a private jet, well, I just might join Costco. Yeah, right. Like, I've got that kind of money. WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So next time you buy your 50 rolls of paper towels and 100 rolls of toilet paper, if you do have an extra $17,500 just sitting in your bank account, you could actually become a part of the Costco Charter Jet Club. You get your own private jet. That's a lot of money, though.
$17,500? Like the Migos song?
Hey!
You feel bad and bougie in a little airplane there.
I know. So for a one-year membership, you get a $3,500 Costco shop card, 4,000 in flight credits, and the package includes a one-year membership to Inspirato, which offers luxury vacation rentals.
How am I supposed to get the free Costco samples on the jet?
Actually, you're going to get them because you get the Costco dogs on the plane.
Oh, whoa.
Costco on the jet.
Okay, the hot dogs? Now, this
now
sounds
it's
like,
worth $17,500.
Now we're talking about something.
All right, so Wheels Up has more than 300 planes in its fleet, but apparently this is quite the bargain when it comes to private jets.
So I'm looking it up right now. It costs you about $3,000 per hour for the lowest cost private jet that you can buy right now. But if you want to get one of the big boys, like one of the fancy private jets, it's $13,000 per hour to rent a private jet.
So this really is a bargain when it comes to flying private.
So poor.
Southwest Airlines, here I come.
You are now free to move about the country.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One confession here inside the Dana Cortez Show is your chance to get one call, 1 minute, no judgment. Let it off your chest. Tap in now. 833-DANA-SHOW. Line 6, what's going on?
Man, I got a confession to make.
Okay, sir, go right ahead.
I was dating some girl out here probably like 4 years ago, right? And we were together for a little while. You know, it didn't work out. So she ended up kind of leaving me for some person that was at her work, and she ran off and got married. So I moved back home. Well, we kind of reconnected. She got divorced. She came back home, and, you know, she looked me up. We chilled a couple times. And in that couple times, she ended up getting pregnant, like, right away.
Okay.
So we ended up having a baby, but I've still been doing my thing on the side. Like, it hasn't fully hit me yet, like, that I'm, like, in a relationship. I have a baby with this other woman.
But wait a minute. Are you with her because she got pregnant, or are you with her because you love her? Before you answer the question, let me put you on hold, because I think this is something that Automatic Anthony A., you can contribute to this conversation as men, as a woman who's been surprised several times when it comes to pregnancies. I love you, children. I love my daughters. It's scary.
I feel
you're
like,
pregnant and you want a family. You're like, well, let's be together. Let's do this.
I feel like it was very convenient for them to have sex. They'd have already had sex before. There wasn't going to be a notch on anybody's belt there. And then what happened was they just got caught up. They didn't, because they had already had sex before, because they were already together, they didn't use protection.
Sexy time was safe, but they weren't being safe.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't use protection, and now they got a baby.
That's what happened. Let's identify that. Reminder for everybody, wear condoms, y'all. Please, wear condoms.
Please,
if you're gonna
be safe.
If you're gonna be circling back and doing this love stuff like this, please put on a love glove. But you just gotta slow down. I can't really relate to him because I've never accidentally knocked anybody up.
But they're together. Mm. They are together, and he is stepping out on this woman, which leads me to believe his answer is probably going to be that he's not in love, but I don't know. The question is, are you really in love with this woman, or are you with her because she got pregnant and had your baby? The answer next, it's One Confession on The Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One Confession on The Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. Here's the backstory on where we are. This man called in. He reconnected with a woman that he was in a relationship for a very long time. They split. She ended up getting married to someone else, divorced. Then they got back comfortable together, had sexy time a few times, and she got pregnant. Now that she's given birth, they're together, but he's not happy. Here's where the call continues.
So we ended up having a baby, but I've still been doing my thing on the side. It hasn't fully hit me yet, like, that I'm, like, in a relationship. I have a baby with this other woman.
But wait a minute. Are you with her because she got pregnant, or are you with her because you love her?
It's the first one. I feel, like, super trapped.
But don't you want to be happy?
I do want to be happy. Like, I tried breaking it off a couple times. It just hasn't happened yet.
Well, what does she say when you tell her, hey, I'm not down with this, I'm not happy? What is her reasoning after you try to tell her the truth?
She just said, like, when we ain't breaking up, it's not going to happen. You stuck with me, basically.
My question is, if you're not happy, why are you still there? I get it. You love your child. But you're going to be a much better parent, a happy parent, and you can still be involved. You can still take care of this child, not only, you know, emotionally, financially. You can tell her, I'm going to be here for you and my child, but I think you're doing yourself and your child a disservice by continuing a relationship, man, that you're not in love with this woman. And that's not what you want to show your child. That little person is going to grow up and think that that's what a normal relationship is. Do you want your child in the kind of relationship you're in now?
No, I would never wish that upon them.
Then what are you doing?
I guess I'm just wasting my time.
You are, and you're wasting that woman's time too. And she's wasting her time by pushing something that's not there anymore. And I mean that. I love my ladies. I'm all about my ladies. But when you're hanging on to something that's been gone, that's been done, you're only hurting yourself. Because she got to give herself a chance to recover and, you know, breathe a little bit so that she's able to accept love as well. It's not good for you. Yeah. It's not good for her. And it's definitely not good for your child.
And I mean, to be honest with you, like, it's been like a year of like a real toxic situation. And I guess I'm a little immature, so I keep on like finding ways to distract myself.
Well, I understand. And I'm going to tell you something. Being unfaithful is not okay. I'm not giving you a pass. You know better than that. That's why you're confessing. I'm not giving you a pass. But what I would like you to do is sit down with this woman and tell her, I care for you enough to tell you that this isn't working. I'm not even faithful to you. I'm leaving. And that's it. It's over. And continue raising your child. And don't let anything she does stop you from being a part of your child's life. Because I know you love your child, or you wouldn't be there in the first place.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right, Dana. I appreciate you.
Okay, you let me know how it goes, okay?
All right, hey, I'm going to remain anonymous, right?
Of course you remain anonymous. Everybody does. I'm even going to switch up your voice, okay? We love you. Thank you for listening. Let me know how it goes. All bye. Right.
Thank you.
A baby's no reason to be together. It's just not. I'm sorry. I get it. Everybody, you have a baby. You should get married. You should get married when you love somebody. And yes, you should wait to have sexy time. We know all that. But everybody's grandmas and great-grandmas was out there doing stuff too. Let's be real about it and have a real adult conversation.
Well, if we're being real about it, a lot of grandmas and great grandmas spent their life miserable just like this man's about to because they didn't want to leave their child.
It's not 1950 and 60 anymore.
It's not. So I think you should be able to have that contraceptive conversation before you lay with the person.
And but
I
once
think,
the baby's here, Anthony, well, I get
yeah,
it. You're
okay.
Right.
Yeah, of course. Okay. That's you got to be quiet because accidental parents who didn't plan their pregnancy are listening. I'm sorry. Don't want to offend y'all. But what I'm saying, for the people out there who are playing a dating field, and it sounds like my man is going back out there to be single,
yeah,
wear a condom or know if she's on a birth control pill herself too. Also, don't be afraid to spend that $54 48 hours after for that plan B.
You're like, whatever you got to do.
By all means, I went down that aisle last week in CVS.
I get all of that. But once the baby's here, you can't force a relationship just because of that. Don't you know what you're doing to your children? How many of us have grown up in homes that frankly sucked?
My parents stayed together when they should have not stayed together at all. They were together for, you know, 30 years, and they probably should have called it quits about around year 5.
Do you feel like it had a negative effect on you and your siblings?
Oh, for sure, yeah. I mean, to be honest, there's like post-traumatic stress disorder because of that. Because it was just always just fighting because they loved us. I don't think they were in love with each other.
Interesting. So automatic, if we were dating and I was going to break...
if we were dating,
and
okay.
I accidentally knocked you up and then I said, I want to break up with you. Like, would you just let me go, walk out your life?
Yeah, of course, because first of all, we wouldn't have a baby together. It's not
you don't want to have my baby?
Of doing that. No, I don't want your baby.
Dana, I don't want to talk to your husband no more. He doesn't want to father my baby.
I would want to be married to him if he was pregnant by you anyway.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
An angry mother is demanding that her babysitter pay $600 for feeding her vegetarian kids McDonald's chicken nuggets. They loved it. WTF story on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
This angry mom has apparently demanded financial compensation after finding out that her vegan kids ingested chicken nuggets. Is that really chicken, though? They make it out of some kind of paste.
Oh, stop that, dude.
It hardly constitutes as meat.
I mean, it's got meat in it, though.
No, you're right. You're right. The babysitter went on to Reddit to ask advice on how she should handle this entire situation. I'm sure that kind of money doesn't come easy to a babysitter. I mean, I used to make like $4 an hour. You know what I'm saying? Here's what the babysitter wrote. The mother came home early and saw her kids eating the nuggets, and she literally ripped them out of their hands and started screaming at the top of her lungs at me for allowing her children to eat dead corpses.
Oh!
She kicked me out without paying me, and then she text me later saying, I need $300 for each child for the emotional damage that you've caused them. And if I don't pay up, she's taking me to court.
Nope. The kids want the money so they can buy more chicken nuggets. So I had a friend that this really happened to. We actually gave him a bean burrito, not knowing that there was any meat in it.
And he is a vegan.
Yes, he's a Buddhist. He was raised that way, so he had never had meat in his life. He ended up throwing up for hours after that.
No.
But he does eat meat now.
The one thing that's on my mind is, did the mom tell the babysitter that her kids don't eat meat?
No, she never told her.
Oh, well, then that's the mother's mistake.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Can stress cause weight gain? Yes, it can. Can lack of sleep cause weight gain? Yes, it can. And that's what we're talking about today, because it's the Fat Club here on the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. I wanted to do this show today because I feel like the whole country is stressed. We're losing sleep. We're worried about bills. We're worried about a pandemic. There's just a lot going on. Our children, you know, virtual school, in school. It's a lot that we've never experienced.
And you mix in the pressures of the holidays of trying to create this cheerful, joyful experience for everybody. That adds pressure.
And then you just got everyday life.
Mm. On top of that. On top of that. So why does stress and why does lack of sleep cause weight gain? I had to do a lot of reading and research about this, but when you're stressed or tired, your body produces an excess amount of cortisol. We've all heard that word cortisol, but what is it? Cortisol stimulates your fat and carbohydrate metabolism. It gives you this burst of energy, which is a good thing, but it happens when you're exercising or working with your body. Stress and fatigue fake your body into thinking that you're working or that you're exercising. So what happens is you start to crave sweets, carbohydrates, high-calorie foods because your body, your mind thinks, oh, I need energy. Mm-hmm. This person is working really hard, and it's not. You're not exerting yourself. So when you start eating this food, you're going to gain weight.
So is this why I eat sweets at night? Is my body like craving that because I'm tired?
So, automatic because you're tired. And not just that, but I feel like you're extra stressed. You are a DJ by trade. You're here on the radio. But before this year, I don't think you were ever home like you are right now. You traveled every single weekend to go perform and DJ for crowds. You know that's gotta be riding on your mental.
I miss it. I dearly miss it. I miss being in front of crowds. I miss traveling. I miss the whole experience of being a professional DJ, your entire adult life. Well, I feel like I went from like being a career DJ to now it's gonna be like a side hustle.
Mm. Oh, don't say that. Well, that's stressful. Don't say that.
Well, one of the things that happens too when you're in this pandemic situation that I feel like we're in right now, you got to kind of reevaluate your whole career going forward automatically. I can empathize with you because I'm kind of in a similar boat in regards to like hosting clubs and stuff like that. Like, I'm not going to be pouring shots into women's mouth anytime soon. I'm kind of having like reprogram my whole game plan for the next 5 years. So my stress is real.
All of this process, the stress and the strain of everyday life on top of what we are all experiencing, it just slows down your fat burning ability. But what can you do so that your lack of sleep and your stress doesn't cause you to gain weight? We'll tell you when the Fat Club returns. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Stress can cause weight gain. Lack of sleep can cause weight gain. So how do you combat both so you don't? I'm about to tell you. It's the Fat Club, Dana Cortez Show. With me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. We had a pretty deep discussion earlier about stress. And I'm glad that Automatic and Anthony A both opened up. Because there's something I want to say specifically to men. And ladies, I know you're going to agree with me. Your men always want to be strong. They never want to expose their vulnerabilities. And I've noticed my husband, Automatic, has been stressed because he's been a DJ his entire adult life. You've literally worked for yourself since college.
And before college.
Well, I mean, there's not a lot of DJing going on right now.
No.
And you commanded a certain amount of money. And you're like,
and
I'm
that
sad,
money
I'm
is not available anymore.
No,
it's just, it's done.
Everybody's hurting.
Yeah.
But I don't want for men to hold back and hold on to that stress. Talk to your partner. Talk to your friends. Anthony, you said you're going through the same thing because of comedy.
Yeah, I agree with you too, Dan. And I am experiencing a little bit. Anybody who's in a live entertainment field or in the business of gathering people together like we used to be is, you know, going through the same stress too. And at the same time, you kind of got to draw the line and find that backbone, right? We were also talking about that too. If you got to get that little switch and go mode. Every time I'm on the phone with me and my mom, we don't call it a pandemic. We call it the plandemic.
We're just trying to come up with new things
and whatnot.
Well, since we're here and we're talking about that, DJ Automatic has a new rate. So if you want to book it.
Hey, that wedding was fun. Okay. The wedding in Mexico was fun.
And he's doing weddings too.
Yeah,
so
that's right. Also to mom out there, I know you got to be tough for your children and for the household. Hey, I don't want you to lose sleep. I don't want you to stress. There's a way to combat it. Number one, first of all, you've got to put your phone down. You have to. You have to turn off your computer.
Disconnect.
TV, or at least watch something that's not stressful. Mr. Rogers. Put on some The American Painter Bob Ross. I'm not kidding.
How many times have I told you, just put down your phone and you don't have any stress?
Just disconnect for a moment, because sometimes everything coming at you at once makes it even harder for you to cope.
No, it's a fact. We're just living in a social dilemma of social media platforms providing us with 24/7 news feeds, and it's not good.
So this is the second part of today's Fat Club. We talked about cortisol. It's a hormone. Makes you think you're working. Makes you think you're exercising. So that's why you crave food, but you're not. It's because of stress. And so your body's like trying to give yourself energy. Well, guess what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to find that willpower. You know you are craving this food because you're stressed and you're tired. Don't take in those extra calories, Automatic, late at night on the couch. I get it.
I've been good about working out lately. I've been getting up super early to work out before we come here.
It's a trick. Don't fall for it.
Finding your willpower is often trickier than it sounds. Oh. For me, I think it comes down to counting my blessings over worrying about my stresses.
You just said that, Automatic. You literally, walking into the studio, you said
that. You kind of focus on the positives that you can have and work with what you do have, you're going to get where you want to be.
And the number three thing you need to be doing if you're stressed or you're losing sleep is exercising. Your body does something when you exercise that automatically makes you feel good. It's called endorphins. It's a little rush of happiness. You feel good when you go outside. Let that sun shine down. I know it's a little cooler. Put the jacket on. Take a walk around the block if that's all you can do for now. Pretty soon you'll be running. If you need this list on how to not gain weight if you're stressed or you're losing sleep, please go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. It's in my story. I'll also throw it up on Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. Follow us. That's your Fat Club. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to the Mexican-American Food Finals. Only here on the Dana Cortez Show. With me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. So what are we really talking about? We're talking about food that was a tradition in my home on Thanksgiving and a lot of other people's homes on Thanksgiving that might not be the norm. You see what I'm talking about? Like, we all get the turkey, we get the stuffing, we get the gravy, the mashed potatoes, the green bean casserole. That's lovely.
I'm not gonna lie, when you said greatest Mexican-American food of all time, I thought you were talking about Taco Bell. Taco Bell is the biggest Mexican-American restaurant in America. That's a fact.
But them having the greatest food is debatable.
Hey, at 2 a.m., it's pretty darn good, you know? But in my casa house, when it came to Thanksgiving, one of the traditions that was always next to the stuffing and the turkey and all of those things was asado. And I still make it to this day. My husband, DJ Automatic, looks forward to the asado.
You got to explain to people what an asado
is. Okay, so it's pork meat. I take the pork shoulder and I cut it up. And then you cook that New Mexico hatch dried red chili. You got to make it good, though. You got to add a little oregano, some garlic, all that stuff that makes it tasty. And the hotter, the better. Asado is delicious. Okay, another family tradition on the side when it comes to Thanksgiving, enchiladas.
I don't like those for my holidays.
What?
I don't.
Because you've never had mine. Green chili. Enchilada stuffed with chicken and cheese. Oh, next to some stuffing, please, honey.
Now, I am very pro turkey enchiladas, though. Might I say?
Oh, yeah, after? That's good stuff.
Dana, you're not even bringing up my world famous jalapeno mashed potatoes.
I forgot. DJ Automatic has a new tradition. He boils the jalapenos in the potatoes and he mixes it all together. And at first, I was like, this is going to be something else. I ask him to make them all the time.
I load with butter, salt, man, jalapeno, so and then pepper, and it's delicious.
All right, so I've got the last two Mexican-American food finalists coming up next. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
With Thanksgiving being so close to this day, I thought we would talk about some non-traditional dishes that I know my family and probably a lot of people's families that are listening right now enjoy as well. Mexican-American Food Finals. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So I just talked about asado. This is something that was always available in my casa house as a young child during the holidays. I'll make it today. Enchiladas, green chili, chicken enchiladas. You got to use the Hatch New Mexico chili. And the hotter, the better. It's just so good. And then when you have that leftover sauce, you can use it for turkey enchiladas later. All right, here's one that I know every single person enjoys. You may even go out and buy yourself a dozen or 20. Tamales.
Can't have Thanksgiving without tamales.
Tamales are so good. It's a cornmeal body surrounded by a corn husk. Stuff with whatever you want, but I like the pork with the red chili. Obviously, I like things picosa, real hot, like not temperature hot, but I like it spicy hot. Green chili chicken has become a huge popular staple, though, as well. I've seen some of those, but some people stuff them with like raisins and all.
Ew. Raisins in a tamale?
I've seen dessert tamales.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Who does that, Rachel Ray?
I was going to say, what in the white people? And I can say that because I'm white.
And then finally, my favorite, not traditional, but Mexican-American traditional dish on Thanksgiving, pozole or menudo. Ooh. I love them both. So pozole is hominy red chili pork. And if you like menudo, well, that would be the hominy, the red chili, and delicious cow intestine, preferably honeycomb.
Don't make it right before everybody comes over for Thanksgiving because your house is going to smell really, really bad.
Well, I'm going to make menudo this year. I still remember when
you
I gotta told...
You got to do that a couple days out,
I will. But I remember telling Automatic, I'm going to make menudo. And he's like, I hate menudo. It's so gross. What happened after I made it?
Done properly. It is very good.
It is. It's
but
very good.
I used to always just end up with the menudo from like the little taco shop at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I only eat my menudo like usually when I'm hungover, but you would think with in the pozole with all the harmony that there would be more, you know, functional families at the...
It's called hominy.
Oh.
No, harmony. He's thinking of harmony. At the family function. That's what it was. I'm listing these favorites right now. Go to Instagram at Dana Cortez My Story. I'll post them up there. And then, of course, we're asking you to share your favorite non-traditional traditions that you and your family eat on Thanksgiving. Back with more of the Dana Cortez Show right after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ladies, when your man's stressed out, you're both stressed out. But no need to fret. I got three tips that you can do to help him relieve his stress. Let's get right to it. Let's welcome you to Two Dudes.
I like the way this sounds. One studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, where we bro down a bit and we go over what you may have missed inside the DCS universe. And today, we're going to talk a little bit about stress relievers. We talked about what stress can do to your weight.
Yeah,
to your weight.
Make you fat.
Exactly, right? And that's going to add up to and lead to no sleep. And then we got to talking. And me and Otto both partake in God's good greens, right? Okay. But when you're stressed, sometimes that's counterproductive.
Yes, I know firsthand.
Yeah, dude. Sometimes you're stressed about that and you're stressed because...
It can go both ways, though.
It can help you out
and it can also get really bad.
So sometimes that may not be the best thing to do, all right? Now, ladies, you know, maybe your man took an L. Maybe his fantasy team is not doing as well as he thought it was going to be doing, all right? You know that stress feeling. Don't worry. Don't sit there.
Was that supposed to be a dig at me right there? Was that a dig at me?
Don't even worry about it. We're not even worried about that. Ladies, I got three tips and three things you can do to help your man relieve his stress. For the home Mets, let's cue the public homie sounder announcer.
Astros win it!
Number one, give him a nice little tickle on those patas. Rub his feet a little bit.
Rub his feet? I don't like anybody touch my feet. So that's
really?
Strike one against you right there.
You don't like nobody rubbing?
I got basically hawk feet.
Open up, baby! No. It's a new experience.
Women, when I go to get my feet done, every single time the lady always is like, wow, those are some ugly feet.
Don't be afraid to, you know, leave your comfort zone a little bit more.
So now, first you're telling me to not smoke weed, and now you're telling people to rub my feet. All right. I don't know. I thought I liked the way this is going.
All right, we'll go to the next one. Ladies, cross off a daily chore for him. How about that?
Oh, I love that.
How about that?
Ding, ding, ding.
How about that? Maybe, if I get a girl to iron my shirt. Oh, my God, dude.
I mean, I don't think Dana's ever ironed for me.
Remember, this is a no snitching zone. Don't you tell her at Dana Cortez on Twitter. All right. And we'll wrap it up with automatic. What's the one thing that ladies can do to give you the best stress reliever of all time?
Mouth.
Oh, dude. No. Oh, my God. I was going to say silence. And you... Oh, my God. All right.
That too.
All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
And that's a wrap for episode 67 of the Dana Cortez Show podcast. We've officially cracked over 25,000 listens. So please drop some subscriptions and some reviews for us if you could on whatever digital streaming platform service you are listening to this on. But I got a question. When and where do you listen to the Dana Cortez Show podcast at the most? I'm curious to find out. Do you listen to it when you're at work and should be working, or when you're cleaning up around the house, maybe on a weekend? At AnthonyA400 on Instagram is the quickest way to get a hold of me. Y'all have a beautiful weekend. And remember, the Dana Cortez Show loves you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Yeah.